如何提供自己的需要？
Will I have food and drink?
怎么会有需要的饮食？
Will I have resources to provide for my clothing?
我们是有钱去买衣服。
But in addressing these questions that all people have, Jesus says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
在讲到这些问题的时候，耶稣说，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
In essence, Jesus was cautioning them not to be more anxious about temporal concerns than eternal concerns.
本质上，耶稣是告诫众人不要过于忧虑短暂的事情，要挂虑永恒的事情。
As children of the kingdom, we must place our greatest priority on seeking God's kingdom first.
作为神国的子民，追求神的国必须是我们最优先考虑的事情。
Jesus spoke very directly when he said, "Seek first the kingdom of God."
当耶稣讲到先求神的国，他说得很直率。
The verse's meaning is as direct as it sounds.
而且意思也直截了当。
We are to seek the kingdom of God as a priority over all things of this world.
寻求神的事情是我们最先优先考虑的，要超过世上其他一些事情。
Primarily, it means that we are to seek salvation that is essential to the kingdom of God.
基本上，它是说我们应该先寻求救恩。它是神国的本质所在。
Salvation is a greater value than all the things of this world values.
救恩比世上任何事物都更有价值。
Does this mean we should neglect the world's values that are reasonable and important?
这是不是意味着我们应该忽略维持我们生活些合理的、每日应尽的责任呢？
It certainly does not.
当然不是这样。
But the Christian should put a difference between the attitude of this world and the goods of this world and things that are of eternal significance.
但作为基督徒，对这些事情，我们应该有不同的态度。
When we're taking care of God's business, it comes first in priority.
当我们看管神事业的时候，寻求神的旨意应该放在第一位。
Christians are to seek His salvation for all men.
基督徒为所有的人寻求神的救恩。
Christians are to put first living in obedience to His word.
首先，基督徒应该过顺服神的生活。
They make all men sharing the good news of the kingdom of God with others.
与别人分享神国的好消息应该是他们生活的重点。
And Christians have the promise that God will take care of all other things when we do this.
当我们把神的事业放在第一位，神将会照看我们属世的事物。
With that arrangement is our relationship with God. Should there be any sense of worry?
这样的安排存在于我们与神的关系中，还有什么可以考虑的呢？
There are several questions that the kingdom of darkness will use to challenge this concept.
黑暗势力将这些几个问题向每个基督徒的信心提出挑战。
This challenge is to undermine our faith, trust, and assurance of being God's child.
这样挑战使基督徒的信心、希望和确信受到破坏和受到挫折。
It is important that we know and have evidence that we are seeking God's kingdom first.
很重要的是，我们要知道，也要明白，我们是真正的把寻求神的国放在第一位。
Here are a few questions that we can ask ourselves to help us determine.That we are doing this.
有这样几个问题，我们可以问自己来帮助我们去了解。
Where do I primarily spend my energies?
我的精力主要用在哪里？
Is all my time and money spent on goods and activities that will certainly perish?
是否我所有的时间、金钱都花在会朽坏的事物和活动上？
Am I investing in God's service, the result of which will be for eternity?
我是不是在服侍神？而且这些事情有没有永恒的意义
？Believers who truly do put God first, then can rest in this concept.
基督徒如果真的把神放在第一位，就会在神的动态中得安息。
This holy dynamic in all things will be given to you as well.
就像神所应许的，这些东西都要加给你们的。
There are many promises in the Old and New Testament as well that help us to understand that this is God's desire for all men.
关于神对他子民的看顾，在新约和旧约中都有许多的应许。
There are also many examples in Bible history and human history that are proving Jesus' words, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
圣经中也有很多的例子，而且人类历史也证明了耶稣的话，我们要先寻求神的国。
And God has truly promised to supply all your needs, as we read in Philippians 4:19.
腓立比书四章十九节教导我们，神的确应许他的子民，为他们提供一切的需要。
Some believers become confused when they consider the things that they seem to think are their needs.
当神对于我们所需要的观念与我们自己所需要的观念不一样的时候，一些人就开始变得疑惑。
We have to understand that God's ways are higher than our ways, therefore.What we see as our needs, God may not see them as our needs.
神也许看我们所需跟我们自己所需要的并不一样。
Also, we need to understand that God's timing will only occasionally meet with our own expectations.
神的应许只会偶尔的情况下满足我们的期望。
For example, we may see our needs as riches or advancement.
比如说，我们会觉得自己的需要是在财富和出人头地上。
But God may see these things as spiritual handicaps.
也许神认为这将会导致我们属灵的残疾。
Sometimes what truly seems to be a spiritual blessing is in time of poverty, loss, or solitude.
往往在贫穷、损失和孤独的时候，有真正属灵的祝福。
If we feel confused about these things, we're really in good company.
如果我们觉得自己比较疑惑的时候，我们当然这不只是在发生在我们的身上。
We know how much God loved the man Job and Elijah.
我们知道神爱约伯和以利亚。
But he allowed Satan to absolutely pound Job, but all under his watchful eye.
但他允许撒旦在他眼皮底下任意地攻击约伯。
Also, God allowed that evil woman Jezebel to break the spirit of his own prophet Elijah.
神也允许那个邪恶的妇人，亚西别，使他自己的先知以利亚上世。
In both cases, God followed these trials with restoration and sustenance.
在这两个例子里，磨难之后，神给予他们的是恢复和供养。
These negative aspects of the kingdom of heaven run counter to popular belief that everything that the Christian's life would be is convenient.
有个流行的观念就是基督徒的生活是每件事都应该是容易的、完美的。这与我们看到的就是神国的消极方面正好相反。
However, we find that teaching simply does not go along with what Jesus said in verse 33.When he says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven."
这个教导是不真实的，而且与耶稣在这个经节中所教导的也完全不相符。
A growing number of false teachers are gathering followers that declare that God wants you to be rich and happy and have fun.
神是让你变得更富裕、幸福，而且很有兴趣。这种错误的教导和跟随者越来越多。
Again, that counsel is not in keeping with Jesus' words of Matthew
6:33.
At the same time, we need to understand that the formula that Jesus gave in 33 is not for gaining wealth, it's for gaining spirituality.
在这里不是一个获得财富的处方，而是你在属灵上如何得财富。
It is also a description of how God works in our life.
也是描述神在我们生活中是怎样做工。
Jesus' teaching is that our focus should be away from this world and the status and false allurements of the world.
耶稣教导说，我们的焦点应该远离这个世界，远离现状以及一些错误的引诱。
Our focus must be upon the things of God and His kingdom.
我们应该定睛在神国的事情上。
One may ask, why must the kingdom of God be our highest priority?
但我们会问，为什么神国是我们最优先考虑的事情呢？
The simple but profound reason is that we must seek God's kingdom first.
我们必须先求神的国，正是一个简单而奥秘的原因，就是在于。
And also man, apart from God, cannot effectively rule himself.
这原因是在于离开神，人就不能够有效地管理自己。
Human history has proven this over and over.
人类的历史一次又一次地证实了这一点。
We see in the Garden of Eden through today that humans cannot effectively rule themselves.
我们看到从伊甸园到今天，人类不能够有效地管理自己。
In the end, all individual and human governments, apart from God, will surely fail.
归根结底，任何一个人，远离神的人，或者是政府，都会失败。
Solomon wrote in Proverbs chapter 14:12 that there is a way that appears right unto men, but the end leads to destruction.
所罗门在箴言中讲到，有一条路，人以为正，至终成为死亡之路。
Humanity has tried many forms of government, yet all of those have fallen.
人类尝试了不同形式的政体，然而所有这一切归终都以失败告终。
Jesus addressed the problems concerning man's self-rule and the beginning of God's rule on this earth.
与最初的神统治相比，耶稣讲到人自己所统治的一些问题。
Simply put, humanity needs a better government. A government that will be able to produce peace, prosperity forever.
人类需要一个更好的政府，一个能够产生永远的和平和繁荣的政府。
God tells us that apart from Him, this will never happen among men.
但除了神以外，这是不可能的。
Today, the kingdom of God is set up in the hearts of those who have been born of God.
今天神的国建立在属神人的心里。
The Bible promises that there will be a better government coming on this earth to replace all human governments.
圣经中应许会有一个更好的政权来到世上，代替所有的政权。
Daniel prophesied that there will be three more world ruling empires following the one that was with King Nebuchadnezzar.
但以理曾经预言说，王尼布甲尼撒之后会有三个王朝的统治。
Daniel further wrote, and in the days of these kings, the king of heaven will set up the kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms of the world, and it shall stand forever and ever. Daniel 2:44.
但以理书二章44节这样写道。当那列王在位的时候，天上的神必另立一国，永不败坏，也不归别国的人，却要打碎灭绝那一切国，这国必存到永远。
Can there be any doubt of what Jesus said when he said, "Seek first the kingdom of God"?
我们不应该有任何的怀疑，耶稣所讲的先寻求神，先寻求神的国。
He was speaking about what must be the number one priority in the heart of every believer.
这是每个基督徒生活中必须摆在第一位的事情。
As Jesus went about on this earth preaching and teaching, the kingdom of God was his priority and primary emphasis.
当耶稣在讲道或者教导的时候，他总是强调天国是他的强调的重点。
In our life, the kingdom of God must be the highest priority.
在我们生活中，神的国必须是我们时时刻刻最优先考虑的事情。
But we ask ourselves, what is the kingdom of God?
但我们会问自己，什么是神的国？
And how should we go about seeking it?
并且我们如何去寻求？
The kingdom of God is the King Jesus, which is now brought into the hearts of men and women.
神的国就是让耶稣在我们心中做王。
Throughout the Old Testament,God ruled creation and its peoples.
在整个旧约中讲到，神统管万有和万民。
Yet he ruled, as it were, from a distance.
然而他统治似乎是来自一个很远的地方。
This distance that we see in the Old Testament allowed Satan, the father of lies, to blind the world and shroud it in darkness.
这个距离允许撒旦这个撒谎之父蒙骗世人，把世界也蒙蔽在黑暗中。
Satan, the prince of darkness, ruled through unbelief and sin.
他通过这些大多数情况，撒旦是通过不信神和罪来掌管。
Satan was always under God's power and could only do what God allowed him to do. Job chapters 1 and 2.
在约伯记第一章第二章讲到，第二章中讲到，撒旦总是在神的权力之下，只能做神所允许的事情。
But with the coming of Jesus, all this changed.
但由于耶稣的到来，凡事都改变了。
A new king ascended to the eternal throne.
新的秩序进入人类的生活，一个新的王登上他永恒的宝座。
A new order has broken into the lives of the human race.
一个新的力量也进入这个世界。
A new power in the person of the God Spirit was sent into this world.
这个力量也就是圣灵来到我们的世界。
The full coming of the kingdom of God awaits to the return of our Lord Jesus Christ.
整个神国的来到，正拭目以待基督耶稣的再次来临。
Then Christ will establish his earthly kingdom of righteousness and peace.
耶稣将在地上建立公义和平的国度。
But now, and for over 2,000 years, the rule of Christ on the earth has been advancing against the power of darkness.
2,000年后的今天。基督在地上的统治在不断扩展，在抵挡黑暗的势力。
The kingdom of God is advancing as the church pursues God's plan.
当教会追求他的使命的时候，神国就得到扩展。
The kingdom of God advances as born again believers daily take the challenge of seeking the kingdom of heaven first.
当重生得救的基督徒把寻求神放在寻求神的国放在第一位，每天的生活都将会面临挑战。
To a believer, no other activity can be more sacred.
对他们来讲，没有比别的活动更神圣。
Wherever the kingdom of heaven advances, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit is bursting and blooming.
在神的扩展的地方，公义和平在圣灵中的喜乐就会展开花朵。
For this reason, the Apostle Paul wrote that all who take up the calling will find favor with God and blessing to their fellow men. Romans 14:17-18. The question each one of us need to face today is, does God have a plan in his kingdom for us?
在神国里，神对我们都有计划吗？
It is often difficult to see God's plan for ourselves.
时常很困难看到神的计划。
We pray for guidance and search the scripture, and sometimes there just doesn't seem to be any help.
我们为神的引导所祷告，在圣经上搜索答案，常常这样做似乎并没有帮助。
It sometimes may seem as if God isn't paying any attention to us at all.
好像神根本都不在意。
So maybe God doesn't have any plans for his kingdom about us.
但是有时候觉得神国里神对我们没有任何计划。
But the scripture is very clear, God does have a plan for each one of us.
但圣经中讲得很明白，神对我们每个人都有计划。
We must continue to trust and obey and follow God's word in faith, believing Him to be guiding us.
我们必须持续不断的信靠、顺服，用信心仰望神。
Often it takes a lot of patience to wait upon God for His guidance.
常常要耐心等待神的指引。
And many Christians struggle with this.
许多基督徒为此挣扎。
There are several reasons why we often struggle about this.
其中有几个这样的原因。
One thing is, we often, too many times, expect God to work on our terms.
我们往往期待一些事情是按自己条件去想。
But God doesn't work that way. God works on his own terms.
但神不是这样做工，他总是以他自己的时间和方式去做工。
We expect God to work on our time and in our ways.
我们就是希望神按我们的时间，按我们时间，我们的条件去做工。
But again, he doesn't work that way.
同样，也再次讲。
Often God works in whispers in small ways.
而且他常常以低语和微小的方式去做工。
So if we're not careful, we'll miss his guiding hand.
如果我们不小心，就会错过他的引导。
We need to practice listening to God's voice.
我们需要练习去听神在给我们指令的时候安静的声音。
God often works in our life in various ways. He wants to bless the small mundane things of our life.
神常在我们生活中做工，祝福一些微小繁琐的工作。
His blessings make ordinary things become extraordinary.
他的祝福使平常的事情显得不平常。
God is more than willing to show us His will and His plan if we follow Him.
神也当得告诉我们他的心意和我们生命中的计划。
He desires that we want to know His will and we want to follow it.
他渴望我们想去弄明白并且遵循这个计划。
He wants us to make an effort in seeking His will.
他希望我们能够努力地去寻求他的旨意。
So you see, the key is to be asking and seeking and knocking, doing everything that we can according to His scripture to trust the Lord.
因此，关键是在于去问、去寻求、去叩门。
Romans 12:2 instructs us: Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world.
罗马书十二章第二节教导我们不要效法这个世界。
We are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
只要心意更新而变化。
He goes on to say, then you'll be able to approve what is God's will.
叫你验察何为神的善良、成全和喜悦的旨意。
This is the clearest instruction that God gives us in His Word.
这是神对我们最清楚的指教。
God's plan is that we are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
神对我们的计划是要让我们心意更新。
Only then can we find the kingdom of God.
只有这样，我们才能找到神的国。
And this is something we can do regardless of our circumstances or difficulties of life.
不管我们的环境如何，或有多困难，我们都能够这样去做。
But you may ask, how can we seek the kingdom of God?
也许你会问，我们如何去寻求神的国？
Jesus' teaching includes instruction on how to seek God's kingdom.
耶稣的教导中包括了如何寻求神的国。
He tells us that repentance and belief are two foundational stepping stones by which we enter into the kingdom of God.
悔改和信心是进入天国的两个基本的台阶。
The reason we must repent is because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
我们必须悔改，因为世人都犯了罪，并且亏欠了神的荣耀。
And Romans 6:23 tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
并且罗马书中六章二十三节也讲到，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
To repent means that we change our way of thinking.
悔改意味着我们必须改变我们正常的与神相反的思维方式。
The Bible reveals that the natural human mind is hostile against God's law and cannot please God.
圣经中告诉我们，体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，不能得神的喜悦。
We thus need a change of thinking that will lead us, cause us to turn away from sin and keep God's commandments.
因此我们需要改变思维，使我们远离罪恶，遵守神的诫命。
Just as Jesus said in Matthew 19:17, if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments.
就像马太福音十九章十七节中讲的那样，你若进入永生，就当遵守诫命。
So when we truly repent of our sins, we begin to seek God's commandments.
当我们悔罪，开始遵守神的诫命。
The next step is baptism.
那接下去的一步就是，浸礼。
Peter said to those people who were convicted of their sins and wanted to know what they should do, repent and be baptized, Acts 2:38.
使徒行传二章三十八节，其中讲到，当众人认罪并想知道该怎么办的时候，彼得告诉他，悔改并受洗。
Baptism is to be done in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名义施洗，这就是基督徒的敬礼。
It is through this ordinance that a person is admitted into fellowship of the church.
通过这样的仪式，这人就被接受而进入教会的团系。
When we are saved, we are baptized by the Spirit into the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is the church.
当我们领受救恩，受圣灵的洗礼，进入基督的身体，也就是教会。
1 Corinthians 12:13 describes it this way: We were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, we were all given one Spirit to drink.
哥林多前书十二章十三节说：“我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的。”都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，饮与一位圣灵。
Baptism by water is a reenactment of the baptism by the Spirit.
用水浸礼是再次扮演受圣灵的洗礼。
Christian baptism is the means by which a person makes a public profession of his faith and discipleship.
基督徒的浸礼是公开的表白信仰和门徒的身份。
In the waters of baptism, a person says wordlessly, I confess my faith in Christ.
一个人在行浸礼的时候，就是在表明在基督里他承认自己的信仰。
Christian baptism also illustrates the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ.
基督徒的浸礼也表明了基督的死、埋葬和复活。
At the same time, it illustrates our death to sin and our new life to Jesus Christ.
同时也表明向罪的死和在基督里的新生。
Romans 6:11, as a sinner confesses the Lord Jesus Christ, he dies to sin and is raised up a brand new life in Christ.
在罗马书六章十一节中讲到，当罪人向主耶稣忏悔，对罪来讲他是死的，并且复活，从此有一个新的生命。
Going into the water represents death to sin, and emerging from the water represents the cleansed, holy life that follows salvation.
进入水中代表向罪的死，从水里出来代表被救赎所带来的被洗净圣洁的生命。
Romans 6:4 puts it this way: We were therefore buried with them through baptism unto death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead.To the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
罗马书六章第四节中讲到，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Very simply put, baptism is an outward testimony of an inward change in the believer's life.
很简单，浸礼是一个。信徒的生命里面的改变所引出在外的印证。
Christian baptism is an act of obedience to the Lord Jesus after salvation.
基督徒的浸礼是在得救后顺服神的举动。
A new believer in Jesus Christ should desire baptism as soon as possible.
一个新的信徒应该是盼望着尽早受洗。
In the book of Acts, chapter 8:35 and 36, Philip speaks.The good news about Jesus to the Ethiopian eunuch.
在《使徒行传》第八章三十五到三十六节，当腓力对安提阿哥的太监传讲耶稣的时候
，As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look here, is water. What can stand in the way of my being baptized?"
两人正往前走，到了有水的地方，太监说，看吧，这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？
Right away they stopped the chariot. Philip baptized the man.
立即他们停了马车，腓力就给他施洗。
Baptism illustrates a believer's identification with Christ's death.
洗礼说明信徒在基督的死、埋葬和复活上有同样的身份。
Everywhere the gospel is preached and the people are drawn unto faith in Christ, they are to be baptized.
凡福音传到的地方，人们都被基督里的信心所吸引，因此而受洗。
In conclusion, God created man in his image with lesser powers and abilities to prepare him to rule with him in government.
在结论中，我们可以看到神以自己的形象造了人，给予人较少的力量与能力，是要训练人与他一起掌管这个持续永远的政权。
You see, God has a great purpose in telling us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
神告诉我们先求他的国和他的义有一个特殊的目的。
God's plan for you and me is to develop in righteousness.
是要帮助我们在公义中发展。
God gives us experiences in this life that we may build up into a holy priesthood.
在这个生命中，神给予我们的经历，使我们可能建成成为圣洁的祭司。
In Revelation 5:10, he tells us he plans for us to rule under Christ as kings and priests in his kingdom on earth.
在启示录章第五章第十节中，讲到他的计划是我们在基督的下面做王做祭司，掌管他地上的国度。
This life in Christ's kingdom is the beginning steps towards seeking first the kingdom of God, which will ultimately result in eternal life with the family of God.
这个生命是寻求神国刚开始的脚步，最终我们将进入神的家庭中，并且得到永生的生命。
When Jesus commands, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, he is not attempting to take away anything from us.
当耶稣命令我们先求他的国、他的义，他并不是把我们所有的夺去。
It is God's plan for you that he gives us the kingdom of God and eternal life.
这是他给我们的计划，是要给我们神的国和永生的生命。
His commandments, his desires, his love must all be the center of what we desire.
神的诫命、神的期望和神的爱必须成为我们所渴望的中心。
When we desire first his kingdom, all other entities will find their position in our life as well.
作为结果，所有其他的事情也找到他们的位置。
It is always hard and difficult for human minds to interpret what Jesus meant.
用人类的思维很难理解耶稣所表达的。
We must realize it, that it wasn't about fitting these words into our life only when it's convenient.
我们必须意识到，并不是在方便的时候把这些话用在我们的生活中。
We need to understand that we can only obey his words in our life.
我们需要意识到，我们必须遵循，而且把它用在我们的生命中。
We cannot excuse ourselves when times have changed or God understands I'm too busy.
我们不能总是为自己找借口，说时代已经变了，神也很明白我很忙。
So today I encourage you to let Jesus Christ take position in forefront of your thoughts and guide your heart.
因此我鼓励你们让基督耶稣占据你思维的最前线。
This is what the kingdom of God is all about.
引导你的心，这就是神国的意义所在。
If you do this, then God will put everything else into place.
这样做，他将使其他各样的事情各据其位。
It is God that promises.
这是神所应许的。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。